Blog Talk Radio.
Church entitled Hallelujah.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. For truly this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. This is Prophetess Rita Berry. Glory to God. I want to welcome everyone on this morning as I will be reading a scripture from the book of Genesis on this morning. Genesis 11 chapter verses 1 through 9 from the Amplified Bible. Glory to God, which talks about Babel confusion. Did you know? Yes. The Tower of Babel. Them people tried to build a tower up to heaven. And we're going to read that scripture on this morning. To God be the glory. So those that are here on this morning, if you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com, or you can call 641-715-3900. That's 641-715-3900, extension 88423 O-Pound. That's 641-715-3900, extension 88423 O-Pound. To God be the glory. I want to ask you all to continue to pray for the sick and the shut-in, those that are being affected by COVID, Omicron, other sicknesses, illnesses, and disease and infirmities that are plaguing their body. We declare and we decree miracles of healing on this morning. I want to ask everyone to lift up those that are in, those that are grieving on this morning, that God strengthen them and empower them and to shower down upon them the peace that suppress our understanding on this morning. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God praise. We give him glory and honor. Glory to God. Continue to lift up Anthony Alert. Continue to lift up Mr. Tyrone Newby. Glory to God. Brother Armstrong, glory to God. Continue to lift up Sister Kendra, Sister Janetta Campbell and her children and her grandchildren. Continue to pray for and lift up Sister Barbara Allen, Sister Katrina Davis and her family. To God be the glory. Sister Tiffany Richardson and her family and her husband. To God be the glory. Sister Tamala Berry and her children. Glory to God and her grandchildren. Sister Maggie Horton. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And Marlene Hatchpat. Glory to God. I hope I'm saying Hatchpatch. Glory to God. Marlene Hatchpatch and Sister Latonya Jones. Glory to God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Sister Jessica Gant. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Myself and my children, my grandchildren. In the name of Jesus Christ. And my husband. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Continue to lift up this world and the inhabitants of this world. Continue to lift up the governmental system and governmental leadership around the country and around the world. We continue to pray for those that are mourning and grieving the loss of Bishop Desmond Tutu on this morning. Glory to God as he passed away at the age of 90. Glory to God, years old. Continue to lift up the financial system, educational system, the healthcare system. Glory to God, the economical system, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, in the name of Jesus. We just give God glory, praise, and honor. Hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. We are transforming the nation with the word of God, taking the word of God to every nation far and wide. Glory to God, to the four corners of this earth realm, in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for keeping us in the name of Jesus, giving us the opportunity on today to come before him, to humble ourselves, to repent and turn from our wicked ways, to acknowledge him and to worship him in spirit and in truth. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's talk about this Tower of Babel. There was these people in the land, you know, and they tried to exalt themselves above God. Yes, they did. Them jokers. They tried to build a tower all the way up to heaven. They wanted to build a tower all the way up to heaven. They wanted to exalt themselves above God. Doesn't it sound like what we do today? Some of us in the body of Christ, people in the world try to puff ourselves up and put ourselves before God, and we think we are God, and we think we got all power, and we think we so mighty than thou, holier than thou, as they say. And people do that today. They try to exalt themselves before God. They think that they are God. And no. God is a jealous God. He's a jealous God, and he's the one and only true God. But people today try to do the same thing as they did in biblical times. They took brick, mortar, clay, and all this stuff during biblical times and was building a tower. And I can imagine them building tire. Oh yeah, we're gonna reach the heavens. Come on, get the bricks. Pack them up. Now you lean, don't make sure the tower don't lean. We gotta measure it right. And I can imagine them building the tower and, you know, smiling, thinking they're gonna reach the heavens. And because they wanted to be so big and bad and almighty, because they didn't want to be scattered all throughout the land. So they decided, oh, we're gonna do this tower. Yeah, that's what they did. And guess what God did? He confused their language. You don't think so? Let's read about it. Galatians 11, chapter verses 1 through 9. Galatians 11, chapter verses 1 through 9. And you know something? I'm going to read it from the Message Bible on this morning. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, come with me. You know, it reads different in the Message Bible. You may have the King James. You may have the NIV, glory to God. But let's go. And I'm going to read from the Message Bible. Genesis 11, chapter verses 1 through 9. Genesis 11, chapter verses 1 through 9 from the Message Bible. At one time, the whole earth spoke the same language. It so happened that as they moved out of the east, they came upon a plain in the land of Sinar and settled down. So they moved out in the east, and he came upon a plain, which means nothing was there, just clear land. They said to one another, come, let us make bricks and fire them well. They used bricks for stone and tar for mortar. They said, come, let's build ourselves a city and a tower that reaches heaven. Let's make ourselves famous so we won't be scattered here and there across the earth. That they wanted to build a city and a tower to make themselves famous all throughout the land so they won't be scattered all throughout the earth. That's what they decided to do. They came together and talked among themselves. Oh, okay. Let's see what we can do. We found this plain of land. That's what some of us do in the body of Christ. We try to make ourselves big and bad. You know, puffed up on pride. That's what they call it. So these people was puffed up on pride. That's what it was. They was puffed up on pride. God came down to look over the city and the tower those people had built. God took one look and said, one people, one language. Why? This is only a first step. No telling what they'll come up with next. They'll stop at nothing. Come, we go down and grabble their speech so they won't understand each other. Then God scattered them from there all over the world, and they had to quit building the city. That's how it came to be called Babel, because their language into Babel. From there, God scattered them all over the world. So he said, one people, one language. Why? This is the only first step. So this was the first step. He said, no telling what they'll come up with next. They'll stop at nothing. So they came from the east. They moved out from the east. They came upon this plain in the land of Sinar, and they settled down. Then they said to one another, I'm just paraphrasing right now. They said, come, let us make bricks and fire them well. So they made bricks and stone and tar, all that stuff. And they built themselves a city, and then they probably built the city, and then they started building this big old tower. I don't know, the word of God doesn't tell us how far they got up on the tower, but we know they was trying to build a tower up to heaven. And some versions say they were trying to build a tower up to heaven. God was like, what are they going to come up with next? There's no telling. If they would have built the tower, what that next step was going to be. Oh, we're going to rule this world. We're going to do. No telling. So God had confused that language. So can you imagine? They probably got like 15, maybe. We don't know how tall the tower was. Let's say the tower was like maybe halfway built or whatever. As soon as God confused the language, they couldn't understand each other no more. So if they couldn't understand each other, they could not build them no more. So they went their separate ways, and God scattered them all throughout the land. every tribe and every nation speaks different languages. The Sumerians speak a different language. The Canaanites speak a different language. The Israelites speak a different language. The Jews that was in the land speak a different language. Every person that's in biblical times spoke a different language because it was one universal language. Everybody spoke one language, like we here on Earth. We here now in modern day time. The universal language is English. And then the second language, third language, fourth language, just like them, they spoke one language. Like most of us here in the United States, we speak English. And then the second language is Spanish. The third language could be French. You know, in other countries like the UK, the first language is French. The second language is England. Different places. In some places, like in Africa, they have different languages, Swahili, different languages that they speak over there. The other language could be English, but, you know, and here in America, the universal language is English, and another universal language in French, and the UK is French, and then in Germany, the universal language is German, and then it's English, so forth and so forth. So they were trying to build a tower to exalt themselves, basically. They was trying to exalt themselves above God. And we know that God is a jealous God. He's the one and only true God. You can't exalt yourself before God and think you're going to be all puffed and mighty and prideful and big-headed. So God had to shut them down. He had to come down, look at them cats. What is they doing? Yeah, I see the city over there. Oh, they trying to build a tower. And I can imagine them fussing. Before he scattered the language, they're fussing. No, you got to do it this way. You got to build it this way. No, take that brick down and put this brick here and this brick here. And come on, we need some more mortar. We need some more bricks. We need some more. We got to build this tower. Time is of the essence. You know, exalt themselves before God because they want to reach the heavens. That sounds like us because some of us in the body of Christ, we try to exalt ourselves before God, which is called pride. And pride is a spirit. And most of us have that prideful spirit where we get puffed up and we think we better than everybody. That's how they was. They didn't want to be scattered all throughout the land. They wanted to be together. God, like, no. If I just keep y'all like this and let y'all build this house, no telling what you might do. Might blow up the neighboring country. No, don't know what they might do. So God confused their language, and so they couldn't build the tower no more. So they left, stopped building, can't build and don't understand each other. So they left, and it was called the Tower of Babel. Well, that concludes our short devotion on this morning, Genesis 11, chapter verses 1 through 9. And I want to, you know, encourage you all to ask God to look at your heart on this morning. Examine your heart on this morning. To see if you puffed up on pride, to see if you like those people trying to build a tower up to heaven. Look at yourself and see if you're trying to exalt yourself above God, because that's what they did. That's what they were trying to do anyway until God confused the language. And sometimes we got to examine ourselves. We got to wholeheartedly ask God to search us, search our heart, search our mind, search our intentions, so that we won't be puffed up on pride and all boastful. You know, because there's good boasts and there's bad boasts. To God be the glory. Well, this is Prophetess Rita Berry. I thank you all for joining us on this morning. May the peace and blessings of the Lord be with you and your family on this morning. If you or someone you know has a prayer request, you can email SharitaBerryMinistries@outlook.com, SharitaBerryMinistries@outlook.com, or you can email, or you can call 641-715-3900, 641-715-3900, extension 88423 pound, which is our voicemail, and you can leave your prayer request there, and someone will return your call. If you email, we'll email you back. To God be glory. Come, let us touch and agree with you on this on today in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. You know, God is a faithful God. He's a just God. He's a mighty God. Glory to God. And his promises are yea and amen. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the author and the finisher of our life. And he wants the best for you and I. Yes, he does. He wants the best for you and I. Because he said in his word in Jeremiah 29:11, but he know the thoughts and plans that he has towards you. Thoughts of good, not of evil, to give you and me an expected and be blessed.
I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com. SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com. Or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.